caught red-handed just a minute ago doing something that I do quite a lot.
Doesn't involve CDs, does it?
Oh, leave it. That was 5 years ago.
I know, but it still makes me laugh. Go on, what is it?
I saw someone outside Radio 1 that I really didn't want to talk to.
Okay.
Happens a lot, doesn't it?
In management or
no, not management. Okay. No, someone else. And I did that thing where you pretend you're on the phone.
Yeah.
Which I do. I caught myself doing it, like, a lot yesterday. Yeah. I do it all the time. Do you do that a lot?
I quite often do it, like, pretending to listen to messages or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I have full-scale conversations with an imaginary person.
Do you?
A lot.
Right.
And go mad 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 and go mad. But you've done it, right?
Yeah, I have done it, yeah. I haven't had imaginary conversations, but go on. I just pretend to be listening to messages.
You do feel stupid, but it does come in quite handy when you just see something. It's like, right, get
the phone
out.
You just nod at people and not have conversations with them.
See, my phone is normally on silent pretty much 90% of the time. Today, walking past the person I didn't want to speak to, pretending, having one of my imaginary conversations, the phone rings. Now I feel bad. Now this person knows I was trying to avoid him and I look like a tool. So sorry to him. Scott Mills. As Mekin Feels Like Home on Radio 1, loads of people do the thing where they just pretend to be on the phone to avoid people. The thing is, I find myself now having no-need conversations on the phone when I don't actually really have to at all.
What, any time at all?
Yeah, well...
Well, no, so you'd be sat at home watching telly and you pretend to be talking on the phone to somebody.
No, I mean, if there's other people around, I think, I don't know, I need to get a psychiatrist to look at that maybe.
Do you do that when I'm around?
What?
Well, you know where I sit out there?
Yeah.
In the live lounge bit, like the where the sport desk is. So when you walk through, you're quite often on the phone.
Yeah.
Are you very rarely on the phone to anybody?
Very rarely.
You git. You rude git.
It's not I don't want to talk to you. I know it may seem like that.
It does now, yeah. I'm going to stuff you then. I'm not listening. I'm going to pretend. Hi, Mum, yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm just on there.
I have done that before, yeah. But it's normally because there's someone else in the live lounge area.
No, there isn't. Very rarely. It's normally just me.
Anyway, kind of wish I hadn't brought this up now. And now more Potty Mouth Radio 1 presenters on Innuendo Bingo. Thank you to Chris Moyles for this one this morning.
Right, hard one?
Yeah, if you like.
And this one, which I think they did on purpose, just to try and get on Innuendo Bingo.
Hey, Dom, fancy a bum?
Bum, 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 bum.
Bum, 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 bum.
Fancy making a bum sound, sure.
Fancy doing the bum of the guitar. That's what I meant to say.
More Innuendo Bingo from the Potty Mouth presenters coming up throughout the show. If you need something to brighten up your afternoon, maybe in the last half hour at work or whatever, and you can get to a computer, don't worry, it's not that rude. It's the Moyles Girls Naked blog, which is now online at bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's the girls off the Moyles show doing a naked blog.
It shocked me, did that.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't. No, I've seen it on the homepage, but I haven't got round to watching it yet.
It's Rachel, Carrie and Joss in the actual nude. So if you'd like to go and have a look at that, bbc.co.uk/radio1. I got halfway through and had to turn it off, to be honest. Not because they're not attractive.
Too exciting.
No, it's just that I have a thing about seeing people I work with no clothes on. I just don't.
Do you not like it?
I don't. That's why I had to stop going to the gym near Radio 1 a couple of years ago. Because I'd finish, when I used to do earlies, I'd finish at like 7 o'clock, and then 7:30, Joe Wiley would be in there in some kind of bikini. In the swimming pool.
Okay.
And not that she doesn't look hot in swimwear, but I just don't want to see my colleagues in it.
I've seen Joe Wiley in a bikini.
I just don't want it.
Been in a water park with Joe Wiley.
Don't want
bikini.
It in my life. Have you?
Yeah, yeah.
On
a slide.
No.
So.
Dave Pearce in his Speedos. I
draw the line at that, in all honesty.
You
know?
Right, you made a mistake today, didn't you?
I did. I've made a real blunder. I'm not very happy about this.
You're really angry with yourself.
I'm very angry. And if you're with my little boy at the moment, then turn the radio off. But my little boy is 4 tomorrow, right? So
it's a bit like when we said, if you're with Jenny from Atomic Kitten right now.
Yeah.
There's not that many people that are going to be...
No. He's four tomorrow, and he's already got a Manchester United shirt, so he wants an England shirt for his birthday, because he's still too young to understand how rubbish we are. So... he wanted his name on the back, so I bought him an England shirt with his name on the back, and because he's 4, the number 4 on it. And so they put the 4 on it, and then the 4 goes on the front as well. And then I went back to the shop to pick it up, and I looked at it, I came outside and I thought, oh my God, that's Steven Gerrard's shirt. So my little boy is going to be running around as a Scouser. And that's just like hell on earth for me.
As a Man United fan,
What have I done?
The one that doesn't speak, who supports Liverpool, is loving every second. This is Mario. Baby, I just don't care. Now, some bright spark at Avril Lavigne's record company's had a brilliant idea.
Yeah?
Yeah. They obviously went to her and went, Avril, love, we've had an idea. We want to record some extra stuff for Girlfriend. Last album didn't do as well as the one before that, so how about if you sing it in a few different languages? Just the chorus.
Right.
If you sing it in their language, they'll love it.
And it'll sell more in those countries.
Yeah. Now, imagine what she was like. Ew, dude. Oh, my life sucks. I'm going to my room. Oh, okay then. Okay, I'll do it. Okay. Okay, Laveral. First of all, French. I'm not multilingual, but I don't think she spent much time getting these right. Fine, darling, and now Italian. Ew, do I really have to do German? Okay, then.
Hardest to scam this one, I think.
Yeah. Wait,
just
next
to cram them in.
Mandarin? Are you serious?
Do you think they gave her just words and told her that that was the lyrics to her song in just a different language?
I think so.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1. Radio 1.
Get Hannah in Liverpool, who's 13 and cynical already, going, that's not Avril Lavigne singing. I promise you, it is actually Avril Lavigne. Probably not very happy about it, but she is she is singing all the languages. This is my favourite text of the day so far. Scott, you idiot, she's Canadian, therefore she speaks French. That's right, because all Canadians do speak fluent French. Marco in Boston says the Italian one doesn't make any sense at all.
Isn't it interesting as well that hey, hey, you, you and no way is the same in every single language?
I know, even in Mandarin.
I know.
Dude, I'm German and it sounded about correct. That's from Dave in Peterborough. Still no Mandarin speakers have been on. If you could let me know if this is correct, then 81199. Thanks very much for your time. And now, Ty, Avril. No. Hannah?
Hello.
Thank you for your email.
That's okay.
What's the problem, my love?
My dad, it's quite embarrassing, really. It just is awful. His new favourite word is wicked. Wicked is everything. It's so embarrassing.
Did he get this from you?
Well, no, that's the thing. I don't ever use that word. I don't really like it. Anyway, it's a bit 90s. And I don't know where it's come from.
Is the word wicked 90s then, is it?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure I used it when I was a lot younger. But
no, I need to tell Laura. She says it every 5 seconds. Wicked. Is there an age limit on saying words like wicked?
I don't think.
Is there a cut-off point?
No, I don't.
When should you stop saying wicked?
Me?
No.
I thought you were asking that to me then. I was about to thump you. I don't know. When should one stop saying wicked?
I think everyone should stop now.
Yeah. Scott Mills.
Right, okay, so this is a quiz on New Zealand radio. You know that game Jeopardy?
Yeah.
Where they give you the answer and you have to come up with the question.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit like that. Now, you have to remember when you're listening to this, the answer to this one is Sunday. Have a listen.
For your February 1st trivia, answer tonight, Sunday. What do you reckon the question might be?
Father's Day.
What about Father's
Day? Father's Day is on Sunday.
Yeah, but what's the question?
Oh. No, I don't know.
Oh. You're close. I just need the question.
Oh, like I'm not too sure.
Like the answer's Sunday, but what would the question be?
Ooh, all I know is Father's Day.
Yeah, you're kind of right. I just need to know the question.
Ooh, like the 35th.
Yeah, I just need it in a question form though, like as a question, like maybe like what day is
Father's Day? What day is Father's Day? Sunday.
Yeah. So what would the question be?
Father's Day is on Sunday.
Yeah, but if it was to be a question, it would be, what day is Father's Day?
What day is Father's Day, right?
Right, so now he's told her the answer. He is telling her what to say.
So the answer is Sunday.
Sunday.
What do you reckon the question might be?
What's the question, right? Oh, don't know.
You're 90% there. You need to give me the question. The answer.
Happy Father's Day.
No.
Oh.
If the answer's Sunday, the question needs to be, what day is Father's Day?
What day is Father's Day?
So if I ask you that, you give me that as the question, eh?
What day is Father's Day? Sunday.
Yep. So the answer's Sunday. What would the question be?
Father's Day.
Yeah.
See, I don't know.
No. But the question needs to be, what day? The answer needs to be, what day is Father's Day?
What day is Father's Day?
So I'll say the answer's Sunday, and if you can say what day is Father's Day, that's what I need, okay?
Okay.
Okay. The answer's Sunday. What do you reckon the question might be?
Sunday.
What you need to say to me, what day is Father's Day?
Oh.
Okay. The answer's Sunday. What's the question?
What day is Father's Day?
You got it. Yay! You've got it.
Woo! That took her 2.5 minutes.
Scott Mills. This is Radio 1. Radio 1.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Scott.
What are you saying?
Yeah, my dad, he's 67, 68. I'll probably get shouted at for getting it wrong, but he still says yo.
He says yo?
Yes.
How old?
And I keep telling him it went out in the
80s. 67?
I was like 12 when he used to say it to him.
Right. Yeah, that's all kinds of wrong.
Yeah.
It is.
More filth on Radio 1 in the last 24 hours from Debbie McGee on Innuendo Bingo. Who'd have thought it?
If you weren't already known and you were just somebody new coming on my books,
yep,
I'd put you up again for the same music video as Rachel. If you weren't already known and you were just somebody new coming on my books.
And Moyles, again.
Yeah, I'll go for the man's part. Yeah, I'll go for the man's part.
Let me know anytime the DJ say something a bit matron. Thank you. I've had the same